Hello, and welcome Transformation Talk Radio listeners and podcast listeners everywhere. My name is Ellen Stewart, and I am the pushy broad from the Bronx.
She's the pushy broad from the Bronx, New York. Follow her voice, a straight dog is nice. She's the pushy broad from the Bronx, oh yeah. Don't be surprised if you wanna listen twice. Make decisions, find the right choice. Know yourself better, find your own voice. It's okay if you need help today, cause everybody needs a little push. From the pushy broad from the Bronx, New York.
This weekly show, Everybody Needs a Little Push, with Ellen Stewart, the pushy broad from the Bronx, will be aired every Wednesdays on Transformation Talk Radio and podcast stations everywhere at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. I am delighted to bring you my weekly podcast program, which I hope will inspire you, coach you,
sometimes make you laugh,
and give you the push moment you need to move forward. And I'm going to do it the pushy broad way. Straight up, no BS, easy, quick, with answers, suggestions, and directions that will give you a coaching experience that will be part cheerleader and part drill sergeant. Because everybody needs a little push from time to time. And here comes yours.
Everybody needs a little push.
Everybody needs a little push.
Everybody needs a little push.
The topic of this episode is finding courage to change.
Why are we so afraid of change? Why is there even an expression, courage to change? Should it really take courage to change? Look around you. Everything changes. Seasons change. The days change. The time changes. Everything changes. And yet, when it comes to changing ourselves, we get scared. We get nervous. We get resistant to change. Why is it so damn hard?
In a September 25th, 2012 article from the Harvard Business Review, Rosabeth Moss Cantor lists 10 reasons people resist change. Maybe we can figure out why it is so hard and people are so resistant to making change or experiencing change in their life. And even though, obviously, this article pertains to changes in business and change on the job, which is certainly something we look at in this episode, I know that you can glean from this how behavioral change is all related, and the situations that she presents do tell us why we are so resistant as human beings to making change. The first one, she says, is loss of control. She says change interferes with autonomy and can make people feel that they've lost control over their territory or over their personal lives. Sometimes in business, it's not just political, as in who has the power, but our sense of self-determination is often the first things to go when faced with a potential change coming from someone else. So, in answer to making people less afraid of loss and control, she says that smart leaders leave room for those affected by change to still make choices. When people can feel that they still have a say in what's going on, the whole idea of change is not so daunting. She also goes on to say that another reason why people resist change is the uncertainty followed by change. Sometimes change feels like you're walking off a cliff, blindfolded, and because of that, people automatically reject it. It is basically fear of the unknown. People will often prefer to remain mired in misery than to head towards an unknown. As she says, as the saying goes, better the devil you know than the devil you don't know. To overcome this, she says, requires a sense of safety as well as an inspiring vision. One has to create the certainty of change, which sometimes is very difficult. But at least setting up a timetable with process and steps so that someone can walk into change knowingly and with a plan. Another thing that she says is why people are resistant to change is sometimes simply the element of surprise. Things come to us without knowing, and all of a sudden, there's a new way of doing things or a new situation in our lives that has taken us completely by surprise, with no time to get used to the idea or even to prepare for the consequences. This usually sparks general resistance. It's always easier to say, no, I don't want that to happen, than yes, let me just go along with it. One of the ways to make the surprise less daunting is to try to plan better, or at least to step back and assess what's going on, take a deep breath, and find a way not to be pressured by the situation. Another reason why people are resistant to change is that change is meant to bring something different, and sometimes that's drastically different. She says, of course, that we are creatures of habit. Our routines become automatic. Change jolts us into consciousness, sometimes in uncomfortable ways. Too many things can be distracting and confusing, and therefore overwhelming. So one must try to minimize the number of changes occurring, if at all possible. If we're going to make a change and we're going to have some control over it, maybe we can try to accept it in small doses. Change is a process, not an event. Whenever possible, try to keep some of the familiar with the unfamiliar. Focus on what's important and avoid change just for the sake of change. Another reason she cites is loss of face. By definition, change is a departure from the past. People associated with the past version, and maybe if that worked, people would like to stay there. You know that expression, if it's not broken, don't fix it. And they are somewhat upset about going into a plan that they don't know whether or not will work. In order to defend change, sometimes you have to be defensive about it. When change involves a big shift in your direction, you absolutely sometimes have to realize that you take a risk. So one of the ways that you can prevent this loss of face is to be clear on what you're doing and stand by your choices. This makes it easier to let go and to move on. Another way we're resistant about change is whether or not we can actually handle it. We have concerns about our competence. Can we do it? Are we going to feel stupid? Are we going to be skeptical about it and whether or not it's going to work? Do we have the guts? Do we have the skills? Do we have the willpower? The best way to embrace that is to bolster your self-esteem, gather the information you need, and do the background work you need to feel confident. Another reason she says people are resistant to change is it because it provides more work for us sometimes. Change may mean moving to a position of more work. And change may also mean designing something new, testing it, taking a risk, and really involving our time so that change becomes successful. And understanding that change also may have ripple effects. If you make a change, it may definitely affect the people around you, the people you work with, your family, your friends. Like ripples, they disrupt other things, and that is a scary thing to do. So when you're making a change, consider everybody that might be affected and try to minimize the disruption or at least create positivity for everybody that may feel its effects. Change also sometimes is difficult for us because we sometimes have past resentments. She says the ghosts of the past are always lying in wait to haunt us. As long as everything is steady, they remain out of sight. But the minute you need to try something new or different, sometimes our ghosts of the past spring into action. Old wounds reopen, historic resentments are remembered, sometimes going back many generations. One has to remember that change has to be reflective of the past and still a positive avenue for the future. Another reason she says that we're resistant to change is because sometimes we feel it's a threat. Change is resisted because maybe it will hurt. We may be suffering with something. We may be breaking up in a relationship. Change may hurt for a little while. So the expression, no pain, no gain, is a real and true thing sometimes when it comes to change.
All of these reasons that I have just outlined certainly pertain to us professionally, personally, spiritually, and behaviorally.
We'd like to feel comfortable in every aspect of change, but sometimes we feel that the change overcomes us and takes us on without our realizing it. It is an overwhelming urge to go forward.
We may be overcome with the serious urge to make a real change. When we are tired of the old and tried and true, and we want to break out and do something completely different for us, to think totally outside of the box, and for the first time in our lives, have enough conviction behind making that change so that we will not let anybody stop us. We will no longer heed the words of our partners or our loved ones, nor society, but we are going to move forward in a way that we have never done before. And maybe that would mean for some of us simply changing our hair color, or getting a tattoo, or moving across the country, or doing something so out of the ordinary and so drastic in our cycle that it is a pivotal change in our life. It is truly a push moment.
Are you ready to transform and empower your life by changing the way you think, feel, and act? Then it's time to schedule a coaching call appointment with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified empowerment coach and recovery coach. My style of coaching is part cheerleader and part drill sergeant, always in your corner and at the same time giving you the push you need to truly move forward and exactly what you need to take command of your life. If you are ready for the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I am ready for you. Visit my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says one-on-one coaching. Make an appointment today.
Let's see what some of my listeners have to say who've sent me emails in our Everybody Needs a Little Push segment by simply writing to me at ellen@pushybroadfromthebronx.com. Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I can't explain it, but when I turned 50 years old, something came over me. I had this overwhelming desire to dye my hair electric blue. I don't know where it came from, but the urge was irresistible. I remember feeling very empowered, and best of all, not caring what anyone would say. I changed professions that year, and because of that, I did not opt for electric blue. But I did go from blonde to red, which was a big change in itself. I will always remember the feeling of total freedom, knowing that I did not care what the world would think of me. I have never felt that truly free. It certainly was a push moment in my life. Sandy from Vancouver. Thanks so much for your email, Sandy. It is so important for us to recognize the true push moments in our lives. Whatever the motivation, whether you receive that push moment from listening to one of the Pushy Broad from the Bronx podcasts, or when you are about to have a milestone birthday and all of a sudden you feel the urge to do something that you've never done before, whatever it is, a push moment really helps you change direction and move forward. I have seen many amazing push moments at milestone birthdays, especially at the 50-year mark. There's something happens when someone turns 50 that they turn around and say, I am going to leave caution to the wind. I'm finally secure enough with myself that I'm going to do what I've always wanted to do secretly, but now I'm going to let the world in on it. So, as long as those choices are healthy decisions, whether you're changing your hair to electric blue or red or purple or green, I say go for it. The exhilarating feeling that you have is unmatched. A true push moment can truly catapult your life, help you truly change direction and move forward. There have been many times in your life that you can find those push moments, those life-changing situations that have made you truly want to change direction. I need you to be aware of those moments and to recognize them and to look for them in your life. Here's another life-changing push moment from one of my listeners. Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I looked in the mirror on the day of my 45th birthday. I realized that day that I had to do something. I had to do something drastic in order to drop the weight that just made me feel so insecure. I remember a strange kind of excitement and fearlessness when I called the doctor and actually investigated gastric bypass surgery. I never have experienced such an exhilarating push moment. It's been 2 years since my surgery, and it was the best decision I ever made. I really believe that a little bit of courage goes a long way. Kristen from London. Thanks for sharing, Kristen. Sometimes that's all it takes. A little bit of courage that takes us to the next step. We may not be able to go all the way right away, but in this instance, the first thing you did was to reach out to the doctor and find out more information. So, one of the things the Pushy Broad wants to let you know is that when you're ready for a big change in life, sometimes it starts with small steps. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to run right out to the drugstore and buy that electric blue hair color. But maybe you want to take a look online and find a hairdo app and see what it looks like if your hair is electric blue, before you actually take the plunge. Information is power. Gather the information. Go the next step. Take the journey. It begins with steps. This is how sometimes you make a big plunge. Gather the information, and then you'll have the courage to make the big decisions. Are you ready to transform and empower your life by changing the way you think, feel, and act? Then it's time to schedule a coaching call appointment with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified empowerment coach and recovery coach. My style of coaching is part cheerleader and part drill sergeant, always in your corner and at the same time giving you the push you need to truly move forward and exactly what you need to take command of your life. If you are ready for the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I am ready for you. Visit my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says one-on-one coaching. Make an appointment today. Here's another email about a different type of change, something that we have all experienced. Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I've been working at the same job for over a decade. I want to make a change in career, but I'm not sure I have the courage to take the next step. I know that I'm not completely happy doing what I'm doing now, but change, it seems so hard for me. How do I move forward? Linda from Long Island City. And there it is. Linda, the moment you have decided to send me this email is the moment that you are seriously contemplating making a change. And sometimes that's all it takes. The thoughts of change come flooding into our head. When we are not happy with the status quo, we can begin to feel unhappy, discontent, a little stressed, a little anxious, maybe even a little excited. But there begin the winds of change. Just the fact that you have said that you want to make a move outward means that you're on the road to taking the next step. The Pushy Broad from the Bronx is going to spend a lot of time talking about careers because one of the things that I've done in my life is to be a human resource director. So I understand what it takes to find the right people for the right job. But career change and reinvention is something that a lot of us go through, no matter who we are or where we are in life. The idea here is not to ignore those feelings. We have to take chances in our lives and do the things that we want to do so that we understand that it makes us more of ourselves. We get to find out about ourselves on a daily basis. And if we are not content to spend another 10 years in the same job, then we need to make real, lasting change that may start with finding out the very next thing that we'd like to do. So many people come to me, especially about jobs, and say, I don't know what I want to do for the rest of my life, or I don't know what my next steps are. And I say the same thing to all of them. Stop worrying about what you're going to do for the rest of your life. Just concentrate on what you're going to do next. The very next thing in your adventure in life. And in order to do that, you need to rely on your new skills that maybe you'll be acquiring or the old skills that you already have. But it's important to know that the moment you have the idea in your head that you want to make changes in your profession or your career, that's the moment that I need you to start investigating, because change is just around the corner.
Sometimes change comes upon us in a way that we are not expecting. The change is seemingly forced upon us, as if we have no control over it. Sometimes that change initially brings us pain or sorrow or grief. Sometimes it forces us, gives us that push moment to move in a direction that we did not anticipate nor want to go. Let's listen to this email from one of my listeners.
Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, my marriage is over after 15 years. I never thought it would happen. I'm alone with two kids and I'm terrified. I'm afraid that I can't handle this on my own. It seems that everything is going to change now and I'm feeling overwhelmed. Any suggestions? Tammy from Bristol. Thanks for your email, Tammy. And there's the first reason why change is so difficult. Sometimes we don't see it coming. It smacks us in the face and all of a sudden we're in a situation we never thought we would be in. I'm sorry that your marriage is over. And I'm sorry that you didn't see it coming, although I'm not really sure about that. Because sometimes we do see our marriage over and we just don't want to admit it. And that's another reason why change is so difficult. We try to put our head in the sand and say it's not going to happen, and then all of a sudden it's there, which makes it so much more difficult to accept. But here you are alone with two kids and you tell me you're terrified. And I understand that for so many reasons. I've been through divorce myself, and although it wasn't with children, I was still in a situation where now I was going to be in a completely new experience. So, what do you do? Well, the first thing we do is to embrace change. That's right. I need you to keep telling yourself that change is good. That change is something that you can handle. If you keep telling yourself you can't handle it, guess what? You're not going to be able to handle it. So the first thing I want you to do is tell yourself that change brings new adventure and new opportunity. And the second thing I want you to do is take action. Our actions help to facilitate change in a whole new way. We are no longer putting our emotions into it. Change, and the fear of change, is all about our emotions around it. We're terrified, we're scared. These are emotional behaviors that we can turn around by actually taking action steps. So start making a list of the things that you want to do and take action on them. Maybe you want to start by learning a new course in budgeting because now you're going to have to pay the bills. You're going to focus on the kids, which takes a little bit of a focus off of you so that you're not all up in your head. We have to get out of our heads when it comes to fear. Distraction and action are two very, very important steps in moving forward. The more you concentrate on what's in front of you and the tasks that you have to do, the less change will seem so daunting. And your emotions will now get into gear and you will start thinking about how you can adapt. Here's another letter from one of my listeners. Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I'm a housewife returning to work after raising my kids for 10 years. I have to find work, but don't even know how to get a resume together and haven't a clue where to look. I'm afraid to go into the workforce. Help. Lynn from Sioux City. Thanks for your email, Lynn. I don't think you have time to be terrified. You can take many action steps. The best thing about this world is you've got a computer, you have resume templates at your fingertips. There is no such thing as not being able to do and not knowing how. There are so many things out there that we used to have to do on our own. We had to go to the library and go find something out, and we had to go to the typewriter and type up a resume, and all of those things that are not there anymore. It is easy to get out there and learn new things. One of the best ways to embrace change is to understand that we can learn something new every single day. And one of those things is how to write a resume based on your experience as a housewife and based on your experience raising kids. So many women rejoin the workforce. We are empowered. We can go back out there. There is nothing stopping us today. Absolutely nothing but ourselves. So don't let yourself get in the way. That's our biggest resistance to change. We stop ourselves. We are not powerless over our own mind, body, and spirit. I want you to tell yourself, yes, you can. You can go back to work after 10 years. You can get a resume together. And one of the best ways to do that is to take a look on the internet and just see the things that you like. What are the things that interest you? Start there. Take a look at some of your skills. Maybe you had some skills before the kids, or you've learned some new things over the years. Start thinking. Take action steps. Change is not so difficult when we move our mind forward. Table your emotions right now. Do one good thing for yourself every single day. Learn something new on a daily basis, and you will be able to formulate a new path. Are you ready to transform and empower your life by changing the way you think, feel, and act? Then it's time to schedule a coaching call appointment with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified empowerment coach and recovery coach. My style of coaching is part cheerleader and part drill sergeant, always in your corner and at the same time giving you the push you need to truly move forward and exactly what you need to take command of your life. If you are ready for the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I am ready for you. Visit my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says one-on-one coaching. Make an appointment today. Do you want quick answers to things with no BS? Here's my segment, No or Yes.
When you need a quick answer, no BS. Ask the pushy broad and she'll say no or yes.
Here are some no or yes questions from my listeners.
Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I want a tattoo, but it's against my religion. Should I do it?
There are two answers to this question. Yes, you should do it if your religion doesn't mean as much to you as the tattoo. Or no, you shouldn't do it if your religion means more to you than the tattoo. It's very simple. Choose which means more, the tattoo or your religion. Then you will have your no or yes answer. Here's another no or yes question.
Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I want to dye my hair purple, but my kids, they don't want me to do it. Should I do it anyway?
Oh, the answer to that is absolutely yes. I know it may seem trivial to dye your hair a particular color, but it's not the hair color that matters. It's the expression of what you are doing that matters. It's the one big change where you turn around and say, "Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. I'm going to do what I want to do because I want to do it." And if it's not hurting anybody and it's not going against the law and you're not doing something that is going to be harmful to yourself, then why not do it? And sometimes that means something so simple like cutting off your hair or dyeing it a different color or putting on an outfit that you've never worn before. Do it! Doesn't matter what the kids think. Hair color changes, it grows back, it gets longer and shorter. Go for it!
Here's another no or yes question from one of my listeners. Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I have always wanted to move across the country and experience something new. And even though I am eager to do so, I am afraid of that big a change. I want to follow my heart, but I'm concerned about leaving my family and my friends behind. What should I do? Samantha from New York. If you're going to follow your heart, the only thing you can do is, yes, make that move. If you want to make that kind of a change, then your family and friends will have to understand. I know that moving, in general, is a very big change, and people are really stressed around it. But you must know that that kind of change is really going to provide for you something that you've always wanted to do. You must take a chance. What's the worst that can happen? You'll move back? Your family and friends will be with you wherever you go. Yes, move across the country. Have a great time. Here's another no or yes question from one of my listeners.
Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, can change actually manifest itself physically because I'm resistant to it? Of course it can. All of the women that I speak to tell me of their physical symptoms before they tell me about anything else. They're stressed, they have headaches, they're nervous, they can't eat, they have migraines. They have all of these physical symptoms around being resistant to change. So what does that tell you? Do you want to stop feeling that way? I always say to them, if you're miserable
and you want to stay miserable,
then there's nothing that anybody can do to help you but you. Decide you don't want to be miserable anymore. And the symptoms of stress and resistance to change will go away. I know it seems like a brand new thing, but don't we always think that men are less emotional than women sometimes? Right? You always think that
men should be more emotional about things.
Well, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx is here to tell you that women should be less emotional about things. Because then we'll begin to really change the way we feel. If we act differently, if we start to think differently in our heads, that everything is okay and that I am really focusing on putting one foot in front of the other and really taking action on what's happening, then all of a sudden we will begin to feel differently. Our emotions will change. We won't be a slave to our emotions anymore. Which means those physical symptoms around our resistance to change will absolutely disappear.
I have always believed that people and the human spirit is much more courageous than we give ourselves credit for. We can do the things that we never thought we could do.
Take the plunge. It is so much better than living in the pain.
Remember, if we keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results,
it's our definition of insanity. And I know you think that maybe change is redefining who you are, but it doesn't have to be so dramatic. If you take it in small steps, see how much better you feel. One tiny step at a time. Take feelings out of it. What are you holding on to? What's weighing you down and causing you stress? How would it feel to let it go? Imagine how much happier your life would be. Letting go is the one simple tool and skill that can be taught. You want to know how? Go to my Facebook page, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, and ask to join the closed group, Letting Go Tribe. Our members are also eager to let go of the pain, hurt, stress, and live happier, healthy, more empowered lives. Join us. You are not alone. We are here together. Also be on the lookout for my course, Letting Go in 4 Steps, coming soon, with group coaching from me, Ellen Stewart. Letting go can be taught, and the Pushy Broad from the Bronx wants to show you how easy it is. Start by joining my group, Letting Go Tribe. Here's my segment, 10 Minutes of Tears. Do you have a 10 Minutes of Tears moment regarding change? Did you make a drastic change in your life that now you wish you can undo?
When you're feeling sad and kind of blue, rather lost and not really in it, don't stay angry, lost, or confused. 10 Minutes of Tears is certainly for you. Please cry, but only for 10 minutes.
Here's an email from one of my listeners. Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, my boyfriend moved out and I'm single again. I hate this feeling. I so much want to be in a committed relationship and now I'm alone. I'm not good with this change. How do I begin to feel better about this? Terry from Tallahassee. Thanks so much for your email, Terry. Here we go. Emotions getting in the way. That's why I want you to take 10 minutes of tears. And of course, that's metaphoric. But if you cry solidly for a full 10 minutes, trust me when I tell you, you will feel better. If change makes you cry, then go ahead and do it. But you can't keep living in the pain. You can't keep living in the crying. So take the time, acknowledge the fact that maybe right now it sucks. But then I want you to think about all of the reasons why it doesn't suck, for goodness sakes. Being single is a whole new world that gives you great possibilities, and maybe down the road you'll find somebody better than the boyfriend that moved out on you. It depends upon how you look at it. I need you to take a look at things from a different perspective. I need you to find the glass half full rather than half empty, because otherwise you will continue to stay in the pain. There are so many clients that I know that don't want to let go of the pain. So then I ask, what are you really holding on to? Sometimes we get so comfortable with pain that it becomes our friend. It becomes the thing that we use as an excuse to actually
not move forward and actually make that change.
And that really leaves us in what we think is a rut. But we are not stuck. You have the power to move forward and say, you know what? I hated the feeling of being in the relationship because my boyfriend and I just weren't getting along and we were fighting all the time. And maybe now that I'm single, I get a chance to do the things that are just good for me without having to answer to anybody else. Or maybe now I can get back out there and find somebody that really appreciates me. You have to find the positive in every moment, whether that is taking action steps or trusting that you have the courage to move forward or whether it's going back to spirituality and saying, I know that my higher power or God will get me through this, or I will get the support of my family and reach out. But the more you hold on to emotions that drag you down, that is where you will stay. Only you decide when you want to dig yourself out of the muck. Only you decide when your 10 minutes of tears are over. I know that you are strong enough to come through this. Change is good. Remember that.
Here's another letter from one of my listeners about her 10 minutes of tears moment.
Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I made a drastic change by having breast augmentation surgery. Here I am 5 years later, regretting that choice. What should I do? Sometimes when we make a change, it doesn't always seem right for us. In terms of breast augmentation, you need to go back to your doctor and see if it can be undone. Sometimes it can. So don't think that these changes are always permanent. Go see a proper surgeon. But in addition to this, the message is a larger one. Sometimes we make changes and we've decided at that time that it was right for us. Just like when we decide to get married. When you get married, you stand in front of your partner and you take a vow and you say, I'm going to love you for the rest of my life. And when you're doing it, you really feel that this is what you want to do. And you make that change and you take that plunge. And maybe it works out and maybe it doesn't. But if it doesn't work out, it doesn't mean that you didn't feel you wanted to do it at the time. We don't live in regret. That hurts us. That tells us that we are living in the past. So when you want to make that change, even if it's a drastic change, if you are 100% behind it at the time of making the change, then guess what? It was the right decision for you at the time. No regrets. Knowing what you know, when you make that change, I'm sure you wouldn't have changed it for the world. So stick with it. Be proud of your choices. Sometimes we make the right choices and sometimes we don't. But when we make mistakes, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx insists that you make new mistakes, not old mistakes. We fail forward, not backward. So if you made the wrong decision by breast augmentation, then see if it's possible to be undone. But no matter what, don't spend forever crying about the stuff that you've done in your past. The biggest choices that you have made, large or small. It's not about the choices you made. You've taken the risk. Be proud of that. It's about the experiences you've had, whether they were good or bad, that has really helped you grow. Here's my last segment. I'm talking here.
I'm talking here.
I'm talking here. Listen. Learn. Pay attention. I'm talking here.
Physical change is one of the most popular ways that human beings make changes in their lives most frequently.
Americans are spending more than ever on plastic surgery. According to a USA Today article, an American Society of Plastic Surgeons report found that Americans spend more than $16 billion on cosmetic plastic surgeries and minimally invasive surgeries. And that was in 2016, the most the U.S. has ever spent on such operations.
And I am sure approaching 2020, those numbers have certainly risen.
The most popular cosmetic surgical procedures of 2016, breast augmentation, liposuction, nose reshaping, tummy tuck, and buttock augmentation. The most popular minimally invasive procedures, wrinkle treatment, injections, acid fillers, chemical peels, microdermabrasion, and laser treatments. So what does this tell you?
It tells you that people understand and want to make drastic changes in their lives that will absolutely change their physical appearance. So that's part of it. Change comes physically, mentally, and spiritually. So you may want to have a brand new job.
You may want to get a different education or a different degree.
You may want to see a therapist or a life coach for the first time in your life. You want to make a mental change. And if you don't want to do something physically to your body in terms of surgery, maybe you want to take a yoga class or you want to renew that gym membership. But change is something that we strive for, we crave. So be fearless, be bold. Remember what it's like to have the courage to move forward, the exhilaration and excitement that one feels from doing something differently. There are so many of my clients out there that are so afraid to take the next step. But when they do, their change is miraculous. And whether a change for you is changing your hair color or changing your breast size, whether it is about getting a tattoo or getting plastic surgery, make it.
Remember, if you keep thinking that change is good for you, you will welcome and embrace change. I'd like to give you some reasons why change is good for you. And Amber Rose Monaco lists them in a U.S. edition called The Blog, and she did this in 2016. 5 reasons why change is good. Number 1, you are pushed out of your comfort zone. Life is about comfort. Comfort, however, is easy. You simply follow a routine and you can predict the consequences. Outside of the comfort zone, your assumptions are challenged. Your opinions, your mindset, and belief system are tested. You find new ways to articulate who you are and what you believe. The idea of doing the same thing over and over again without question becomes boring. Get out into the world and do something new and different with your life. Number 2, you get to experience more. Change is good because you have the opportunity to embrace new experiences. New perspectives are waiting for you. Opportunities are plentiful. When you look back on your life, all of the really amazing things are because of the new experiences you've had. All of the new vacations you took and the new people you have met have taught you more than you ever learned in school. These changes, these experiences, now make up who you are today. Number 3, you get to find out who you really are. When you're going through a transition, your mind expands in a way that it hadn't in the past. You find out about what you can handle and what you can't handle. You learn about your limitations. You figure out what you're really made of. You learn about yourself, including what you can and cannot handle, and what helps you to figure a better path to take in life. You're open to the possibility of learning what you have been doing in the past isn't exactly suiting your future. Number 4, change makes you more flexible and adaptable. Without a doubt, change makes you more flexible. You learn to embrace chaos in a way that seems foreign but acceptable and achievable. Thus, you are armed with more confidence as you walk into the next uncomfortable situation. You begin to thrive in new situations because you have proven to yourself that you can not only handle change, but flourish and thrive in change. And number 5, and most importantly, you have more fun. When you are open to change, you are open to saying yes to more. You are open to more experiences and more opportunities. You have the opportunity to meet more people. When you add all of these things together, you're going to have a more robust life and you'll have a ton of fun figuring it all out along the way. Just embrace change. Thank you so much, Amber Rose Monaco. Isn't it about time that you finally got the things that really made you feel wonderful and special? Making the change that will be good for your personal, mental, spiritual growth?
Recognize the push moments. Keep listening to the Pushy Broad from the Bronx so that I can talk about what push moments are substantial and real in your life. Let's start thinking differently so that you can truly take command of your life.
Change comes whether we're ready for it or not. Change comes when we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Change comes when making the change takes less fear than holding on to the pain. Change comes when you can't stand it anymore and change doesn't seem as scary as it did. Change comes when doing something else is better than feeling like this. Change comes when we welcome the release of pain and stress. Change comes when we take the responsibility of understanding that we must move forward no matter what. Change either comes on our own or it's come to us and we must deal with it. But no matter what, having the idea that change is good and going in with a positive attitude is so much better than dreading what's going to happen next. We have two kinds of fears in our lives. We have perceived fear and we have actual fear. Our perceived fear are the things and the thoughts that we have in our head that are imagined, that aren't real. We think, oh my God, something bad is going to happen if I do this. But whatever that bad is, we've made it up in our heads.
We endlessly worry about outcomes that have not happened yet.
Actual fear are the things that are actually happening to us at the time.
Like, heaven forbid, you've been in an accident or your house is burning down. Actual events that cause us to be afraid. Happening in real time.
So distinguish the perceived from the actual fears. Tell yourself that it's going to be okay, no matter what. As long as you are alive and aware, anything is possible. You can be empowered to embrace change. Sometimes it's as simple as saying, I'm going to embrace this new adventure. Think about things in your past that you have come through. We have all come through things that we never thought we'd come through before. Use that as a positive reference to go forward, embracing change. Sometimes we know that when God closes a door, he opens a window.
If you want to look at it that way, that's a great way to embrace change.
No matter what, you can do it by taking action steps and understanding that our emotions and feelings sometimes get in the way of what we have to do. You want to feel something? Take 10 minutes of tears and go ahead and do that. But then put your emotions on the side. Start making lists of the things that you want to accomplish one step at a time. Maybe that's watching less TV, or maybe that's getting motivated to learn something new on the internet, or maybe that means getting up and doing the dishes, or going to get a manicure or a pedicure. One small thing forward every single day, and change will not seem so impossible. Hard, maybe, but not impossible. As you're taking those steps, make sure that you celebrate your change. Celebrate the little things that you have done differently in the course of the day to embrace that change. You deserve it. You are not alone. We're here together.
This is Ellen Stewart, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, saying thanks for listening. And remember, everybody needs a little push.
From the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, New York.
Here is disclaimer information that we are required to produce.
Professional coaches provide an ongoing partnership designed to help clients produce fulfilling results in their personal and professional lives. Coaches help people improve their performances and enhance the quality of their lives. Coaching services received from certified life coach Ellen Stewart, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, are not offered as a substitute for professional mental health care or medical care, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any mental health or medical conditions. The Pushy Broad from the Bronx is not acting as a mental health counselor or a medical professional. All comments and ideas offered by Ellen Stewart, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, are solely for the purpose of aiding her audience in achieving their goals, and hopefully keep you smiling in the process.